But first, I'll talk a little Cowboys football after being embarrassed by the Jaguars yesterday at home. We are now joined by the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
You are obviously not in a good mood this morning.
Well, I'm obviously embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed, and ultimately, frankly, the responsibility, as it were, with fans lies in a very real way with me. That's the way we're structured, and I am. And I hear you. And we are certainly going to address this and make a change.
Ooh, wow, really? You're going to make a change?
We are. And speaking of making a change, let's go ahead and bring on Wade.
Okay.
Hi,
Wade,
Jerry.
You there?
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Craig. Jerry, I'm so sorry about yesterday, Jerry. Our football team was... Jerry, he's bad all the way around. Everything was bad yesterday, Jerry. Offense or defense, everything was bad. Except for them chicken nachos. Now, they was good, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Did you have some of them? I brought my own sour cream, Jerry, and I just inhaled those nachos.
No, listen, Wade.
Also bought them for a reasonable price of $14.
Wade, football. We're here to talk about football.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Jerry. I wasn't real focused on yesterday's game. I was thinking about my Halloween costume.
Oh, God.
You know what I dressed up as, Jerry?
A 1-6 coach.
No. You couldn't tell yesterday I was dressed up as a 1-5 coach, Jerry. We hadn't lost a game yet. Come on, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, I just want to thank you. It sure was nice of you to send me those caramel candy apples for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
But, well, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, Jerry, but they was full of razor blades and glass.
Oh,
I almost couldn't eat them, Jerry. But it did.
You choked them down anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're good, Jerry. I appreciate that.
Well, don't worry about that. I'm glad you were able to swallow them.
Well, you know, Jerry, it's not all bad. Did you notice how we cut down on our touchdown over-celebration penalties?
Yeah, that's because we barely scored any touchdowns, Wade.
Well, come on, Jerry. I'm trying to look at the positives here. I'm trying to motivate people.
Well, you're motivating people, Wade, for sure. You're motivating them to purchase a lot of Texas Rangers tickets.
Hey, now.
What's with that crowd?
I don't know.
I love them Rangers now. In fact, I was trying to wear my Mitch Moreland jersey on the sidelines yesterday, and the NFL wouldn't allow it. Jerry, that is the no fun league if they wouldn't let me wear my Rangers jersey yesterday.
We're not going to have a Cowboys head coach wearing a Mitch Moreland jersey on the sidelines. Listen, Wade.
Yeah.
Did you notice all those empty seats at our stadium yesterday?
You know, I did notice that, Jerry. You think that was because of Halloween?
No. I think it's because you're making the Jaguars look like the 85 Chicago Bears. That's
what I think. Hey, Jerry, now, them Jaguars is tough. They's a good team. Now, don't you wish we had a team like that, Jerry?
Wade, listen to me.
Huh?
We have tons of talent. We had high hopes,
mm-hmm.
and you've destroyed it all. Why shouldn't I fire you?
Well, season ain't over yet, Jerry. We're not mathematically eliminated yet.
God.
Oh, God. Wait, it's embarrassing. I built a $5 billion stadium.
Uh-huh.
Five?
That's in cost in the financing.
Yeah.
Did you hear the crowd at our billion-dollar stadium chanting, "Let's go, Rangers"?
Yeah, I think they was confused, Jerry. There weren't no baseball being played there yesterday.
Well, sadly, there wasn't any football being played there either. At least not by us.
Well, that's true, but I love the Rangers. I was getting in on that chant, too. Let's go, Rangers.
Guys, Mayberry RFD.
Tell me something, Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah?
How come your defense is so terrible now?
Well, I did make a mistake yesterday, Jerry. Looking back, having Keith Brooking cover all them wide receivers, that may not have been the best idea. But I thought I could do it, Jerry. He makes those fiery pregame speeches, and he had me believing it would work, Jerry.
Well, that's fine. Why don't you take Keith Brook into whatever team you end up on next?
All right, Jerry. Hey, by the way, did you see that good day we had punting the football yesterday, Jerry?
Wait, listen. Listen very closely, okay?
All right.
I left a large box full of cookies on your desk. Now, as soon as you leave, I want you to go back there and eat every one of them, okay?
Hot dog, Jerry. I love cookies. Thanks.
Well, good, good. You just be sure to eat them all.
All right.
And if you start start feeling sleepy afterwards, mm-hmm. don't worry. That's completely normal. Just lay down on the couch and pull a blanket over your head.
That's not what I do every day at the office, Jerry.
Hang up the phone, Wade.
There they go. Gosh, could that be our last visit with Wade?
Well, surely we'll get an exit visit.